TSN 1040 presents Just Here for the Beer, Canada's original dedicated beer and spirits radio show.
Beer.
Now, Just Here for the Beer Radio, here's your host, Joe Leary.
Time once again for Just Here for the Beer Radio. As the big announcer voice said, we're broadcasting from Donnellan's Irish Pub on Granville, just in from Helmkin. I'm Joe Leary, along with Mr. Evan Doan, longtime friend, mentor, collaborator. And you know what? I will say this. If there is reincarnation, I want to come back as Evan Doan, because you're just one of the happiest people on the face of the planet. How are you, sir?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
That was a nice intro.
Heartwarming.
Huh?
Yeah, very nice.
Good to see you. So what's going on with, before we introduce the show, what's going on with Doan's Craft Brewing? Because I know that you're no longer in that really quaint little facility you had on Powell Street, but you're still making beer.
Oh yeah, we're out of 1830 Powell, sadly. Heartbreaking, but that's how things go. But we're still brewing beer. We're out of Craft Collective Beer Works at the moment. Still brewing up a storm and serving everybody all the beer that they are hopefully really enjoying.
And still have some of the best looking imaging I've ever seen on associated with beer company here. Ola Vola, who did the art for you guys. What an amazing artist she is.
Ola is honestly a queen of a human.
Wow. We got a great show for you today. We're broadcasting again from Donnellan's Irish Pub on Granville Street. We will speak to Courtney Brown from North Paw Brewing in Port Coquitlam. They're about to celebrate their one-year anniversary, Evan. Hard to believe.
Unreal.
Time just flies in this crazy industry. Also, Darren Hollett from House of Funk Brewing will join us. We'll also speak with Mike Trimble from Original 16. That's a great story from the prairies, where 16 original employees of the Carling O'Keefe factory decided to, when expansion was taken over, they decided to rescue and keep this brewery small and independent, and it's a really cool story. Speaking of cool stories, I think one of the largest guests we've had on this show is seated across from us right now, Mr. Jimmy Derbyshire from Russell Brewing. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Jim?
I say big in the most respectful way.
You're stature.
Your stature. Yes. You are a large man.
A heavy lad.
Rugby player. What's your?
I was a bowler.
Were you ever a bouncer?
Unfortunately, yes.
Evan, if he said it's time to go, I think you'd go, right?
I'd be out,
yeah,
for sure.
Done. But anyway, you're now with Russell Brewing, and you've been on the show a couple of times, and we look forward to you because we don't see enough of you, but you always have something pretty cool. You did a redesign on your packaging not that long ago.
Yeah, I think we're totally finished now with our rebrand, which is super exciting. I think there's one can left in our repertoire that needs to switch over to the new R, but it's been a lot of fun. The direction our cans have been going has been a lot more playful, a lot more fun. And we're really enjoying it. We have, I think, literally we have 9 new beers releasing between this week and September 1st. Which
awesome.
Is the most beers we've ever released, ever. So it's really cool.
That's pretty hard to keep track of something. Like, I mean, again, everybody wants to have something new on the market because there's an insatiable appetite from the beer consumer to try and grab the newest, greatest thing. But, man, that's a lot of beers to juggle, is it not?
Yeah. Well, they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Great beer left, right, and center.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
No, you have something, the biggest word that for those that don't know the beer industry is collab, which is collaborative works between Brewer A and Brewer B. You and I, sir, our radio show and Doan's Craft Brewing have collabed together. We have collabed with a number of breweries, but generally, when two collab, you have collabed as well with Russell.
We have collabed.
Okay. We won a Canadian Brewing Award.
Oh, get out of here. Come
yes,
on.
We did.
Why are you
Thank
keeping
you.
That stuff quiet? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the big buzzword is collab, but it's generally between a brewery A and brewery B, or radio show A and brewery B, or whatever. You have something that's just kind of off the charts right now with an upcoming collab.
We're collabing with a dog.
And it just doesn't ring. So I think you probably need to explain what a dog collab with Russell Brewing would entail.
We are collabing with the dog, Mr. Bentley the dog, who is a well-known dog here in Vancouver, has, 320-some-odd thousand followers on Instagram. His doggy dad, is a famous helicopter pilot here in Vancouver as well. I'm sure people have seen videos of Brad Friesen flying around his famous dog. His dog is known for moonwalking. When it gets scared, it walks backwards down hallways. And its favorite food is a cucumber. So we have come up with a cucumber sour, and that's Mr. Bentley's cucumber sour, and with partial proceeds from each can sold, that's going to go to Children's Wish, which we're super excited about. So the dogs are helping the kids, which is fantastic.
Awesome.
That's okay. That's an interesting scenario because, first of all, there are animals on Instagram and social media that have these enormous followings, and good on them for finding ways to be able to get your pet front and center out there. But how did this all come about? Did you run into Brad? Were you on a flight? Did you run into Mr. Bentley, and did he bark his approval, or how did you get the green light on this?
Brad and I go way back, and I've followed him for years on social media, and I saw an opportunity to, you know, help again. We've done previous collabs where, you know, we've helped with mental health, and this opportunity arose with Children's Wish, and he was just, you know, children love dogs, and sort of was the perfect fit. We like to call it Bentley's favorite charity. So that's sort of how it all came together, which we're super excited about. So everyone who purchases it has an opportunity to enter to win a flight for two with Bentley the dog with Sky Helicopters, which is also super exciting, kind of a cool prize, as he's known for flying around the city.
I also like the, again, when is this ready to go?
We're hoping for middle of August.
Middle of August, right now. Okay. So you showed us the mock-up of what the label is going to look like.
Yeah.
That's going to sell cans. You know that. It's
brilliant.
Any pet owner, certainly any dog owner, you were telling us a story off the air, Evan, about a beer that you did recently that people were just gobbling up.
Oh, yeah, pink can with a cat on it.
Pink can with a cat on it. Okay,
yeah. So if we're cat people,
you are okay.
But dog people.
And if you're a cat person or if you're an animal person, if for no other reason, and I don't say that to, you know, diminish what's inside the package. But that's certainly going to help draw people to the package, and especially knowing that partial proceeds go to such a worthy cause.
Yeah, it's we're super pumped about it, and I know Bentley's going to come to the brewery and, you know, oversee brewing, and he's going to make sure it's done right. And I know the brewers are super excited about that, and fingers crossed, we'll get to go on a flight with Mr. Bentley ourselves as well. So this is
going to be like rolled out widely available, or is it going to be at select stores, or what's the story?
We'll be rolling it out across BC, and I'm sure Alberta's going to get a little bit of it as well.
Wow, that's a pretty cool concept. I'm sure it'll do well. We've had other animals that have been featured on, you know, as you were talking about the cat, we've had other animals that have been featured on labels, and I think that, you know, the cuter the label, the easier the sell. But as I said, I don't mean that to diminish what the product is all about, but I'm curious to try it. So yeah. Mid-August,
yeah. We should have samples here in the next couple of weeks, so yeah.
You can have special handles, like with a paw on it or something for a wagging tail, maybe?
little doggy bags
little
to go.
Doggy bags, yeah. What else is going on with Russell Brewing?
Just trying to keep up with all the new beers that are coming out. It's our summer has just been crazy. We have our milkshake series that has just been super popular, our triple berry milkshake. Is in government stores right now.
Triple berry milkshake IPA.
I love that can. That is awesome can. You guys are killing it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with our cans, which has been super exciting. We did our strawberry hibiscus milkshake IPA, which again also sold out. We had our lemon meringue pie sour. Also just sold out. I would have loved to have brought some of these, but
you know what? That reminds me, because I meant to connect with you because I saw on social media you did a thing at St. Augustine's.
Yes.
And it just so happens that I'm not a dessert guy, but when I dessert out, it's lemon meringue pie. And you did something at a pie eating contest, did you not?
We did a lemon meringue pie launch party at St. Augustine's, and we did a pie eating contest, a lemon meringue pie eating contest.
And how, who? What was the result?
It was something special, that's for sure. I've never ever witnessed a pie eating contest, and I learned the rules where you can't use your hands.
You can't use your hands, yeah.
And it is really hard to eat a whole pie in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Nobody completed it, but it was definitely fun to watch.
I was hosting a meatball eating competition for Catalano Day last Saturday, and we did a kids version with tiramisu, and we were told the kids, like, and we saw this little kid named Riker, who couldn't have been more than six. This thing just devoured this piece of tiramisu face alone. It was horrible to watch, but it was kind of charming as well, you know? Kids do the darndest thing. So a lemon, see, this is, again, how many times do we bog down on this subject? The ingredients that constitute a beer today, take that conversation back 10 years ago. People are just shaking their head in disbelief.
Oh, it's really quite crazy what's happening in the market right now. We've come out with all these different beers all summer long, and, you know, we launched a Belgian Golden Strong, which a fantastic beer. and it just didn't have the same popularity. You put some fruit in a beer, throw a little lactose, thing flies off the shelf. You can't keep it in stock. So definitely things have changed in the realm of what is considered beer, but I think it's great. I think it allows the brewers to really think outside the box and try new things, which is, I think, for everyone is a really good thing.
And have fun.
So give
so
me
Evan likes fun.
Give me that's what beer is all about. Because
yeah.
it's hard to make money in beer. You might as well have fun while you're losing money. I say that respectfully because again, it's a tough business. We've talked about this before. I mean, people think, it'd be great to own a brewery. It would be great to own a brewery, but there's a lot that goes into owning a brewery, and then there's a lot that goes into trying to recoup your investment. So enjoy what these people do, folks, because it's not easy to do what they do. Mr. Bent, can you remind me of the name of this? Mr. Bentley's
Cucumber Sour.
Cucumber Sour. And this will be available mid-August.
Mid-August, yes.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Jimmy, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thank you for having us.
Cheers.